Hey, welcome back, guys. How you doing? This is Carlos Tierney from the Never Stop Believing in Your Personal Development and Growth podcast. I'm so glad you guys are joining me today. Today, I'm going to be discussing the power of a positive attitude. Not just a positive attitude, guys. We're going to discuss the yes attitude. I've been doing a lot of self-improvement and just studying myself. And I actually read this book twice. This book is called The Yes Attitude by Jeff Gitmore. Fantastic book, guys. And this really kind of helps you get a better perspective how to look at things and how to approach things and how to adjust your attitude. So your attitude is one that kind of gets you in a better place and gets other people in a better place as well. And I just think it's a really powerful book. And I just wanted to share some of the things I got out of the book for you guys. So we're going to start with first. Is you would think that a positive attitude would be something easy for people to be able to demonstrate or to show, right? I mean, with the Bible, if you study any type of Bible, any type of religious philosophy, most of those and all of those, ideally, it talks about positive attitude and positive adjustment. There's many books about positive attitude, many philosophers that speak on it, but it's ironic that a lot of times we find ourselves having that negative attitude, right? And the key to a positive attitude or any type of attitude, guys, is how you react and respond to something that is either going on with you, that has happened to you, or in a moment that you're in, right? So when we think about having a positive attitude or a negative attitude, that is just how I respond to whatever may be happening to me at that moment. Now, if we have a positive attitude, that attitude is one where it's like, okay, I get what you're saying, and I'm trying to make the best out of whatever I have. But when I have that yes attitude, the yes attitude is a little bit different. The yes attitude is all about the experience of that attitude change that you've decided to make yourself committed to. So when you think about the yes attitude, guys, the yes attitude is like, let's say I completed a task. Let's say I'm running a track, right? And I'm running track, and you see the person at the end, they pass that goal line, they finish that goal line. What is the first thing they do? They put their hands in the air and they say yes, right? Because that is an experience. That's a yes experience. Or you complete a task. Right. You complete a task that you know you want to get done, or a goal you want to get done, and your experience is yes. Right. Or if you're a team, if you're a sports team person, you like sports and your team is successful, they score a basket or they score a touchdown. The first thing you do, you put your hands up like yes. Right. That is the yes attitude. Right. The yes attitude is the experience. So now what we want to do is we want to think of ways that we could bring that same attitude, that same yes attitude, into our everyday life. One of the things that Jeff talks about in the books, he talks about your attitude is contagious, right? If I have a contagious attitude, right, it's gonna reflect on other people, and it's gonna make people want to be around you and be within your atmosphere of who you are because of just your attitude, right? You have a positive attitude, you have a good attitude, you give off great energy. And this all starts pretty much with your day and how your day starts, right? So let's think of, you know, when we wake up, you know, what is my mood when I wake up? What is my mood when I go and I look at myself in that mirror the first thing in the morning? Because we all do it. You can't say you don't. We all do it. When we first wake up, we go do whatever we have to do. We get in that bath and we look at ourselves right in the mirror and kind of just look at ourselves and kind of depict as to how our day is going to be, right? What if I look in that mirror and I just look in that mirror and I just say, man, today is going to be an awesome day. I can't wait to impact lives and have the best day possible that I can have today. I'm just going to make sure that I get people and I get myself to a place that is this electrifying type of day because of my attitude, right? Most of the time we don't look at ourselves like that in the mirror. I know myself, there's sometimes I'll wake up, I look at myself and I'll be like, oh, what do I gotta do today? Right? What is my agenda today? What do we got to get done? What's next? Right? And if you're in a lifestyle of, you know, your routine is pretty much the same every day, right? You know, whether you wake up, go to work, put the kids to bed, or, I'm sorry, not put the kids to bed, but get the kids up, take them to school, get them to school, whatever you got to do in your morning. A lot of times we don't wake up and we don't see ourselves in that mirror with that positive attitude. Right. But just think if we're able to kind of just it's just how we react to it. Right. How we respond to it. So if I'm able to take my moment that I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I just say, man, today is going to be an amazing day. I'm going to make sure that I have the very best day I possibly can, no matter what gets thrown my way, no matter how the day may change or curve or whatever it may do. I'm going to look at it like, yes, this gives me an opportunity to make a change and make something better. right? So again, we talk about how it starts in our morning, right? It's the mood that you have when you speak to your spouse or your significant other, right? Your contagious attitude and your attractive attitude is going to be how you are when you talk with your kids. The mood you are when you drive to work, right? How many times you guys are driving to work and it's just like, oh, I don't want to go in here. I don't want to see this person. Guys, we got to change that attitude. If we don't change that attitude, guys, it's going to make it so it's hard for us to have the day that we're supposed to have and live the life that we're supposed to live. And we are here, guys, to help impact others and to give them the very best that we possibly can of ourselves, right? And sometimes they may not be deserving of it, but we will still do that because that's just who we are and what we want to be able to accomplish for ourselves. Again, when we talk about personal development growth, guys, it's not about the other people. It's about me, my growth and my development and where I want to be in life and how I want to live my life. And I want to live my life to enjoy as much as possible as I possibly can. So it all comes with my attitude and how I deal with certain things. Another thing we want to think about is our attitude when we're at work, guys. Again, how we're dealing with our coworkers and things of that nature, our attitude towards our boss, if we have bosses, all right? I am fortunate enough to actually be a boss, and I have to make sure my attitude is in the right place for my staff members so that when they come in, they feel a positive effect of my energy and who I am. And trust me, there are days that I may go in and I'm not feeling that great. I may be having some things going on, but I know that when I hit that mat or when I get in there with my people, I have to give them the best of me. Because if I'm giving them the best of me, it's going to be contagious and they're going to go out and give the best to our clients and to our students and to the people that we have that we impact as well. So that's so, so important, guys, that our attitude, we want to make sure we're paying attention to it. And we want to try to have the attitude of the yes attitude and that great experience. All right. So I know you guys, as we do these podcasts, guys, I know you guys really appreciate them. And I really appreciate you doing that as well. I just want to make sure we take the time to thank our sponsors. Our sponsor is Never Stop Believing Consulting and Apparel. And that is at www.nsnsuccess.com. You can grab your NSB gear. Also, Livia Fit. Livia Fit is at Livia Fit, www.liviafit, spelled out liviafit.com for your personal training and fitness and nutrition. Fantastic lady. She's doing some great things. So you want to make sure you support her. All right, guys. And just one thing. I just want you to do what we call the attitude test. All right. If you get a chance, I want you to pause this podcast, go get a pen and a piece of paper. And I'm going to ask you some questions. Again, I'm taking this right out of Jeff's book to help you check and see what your attitude is. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Pause it. Come on back. All right, great. Glad, guys, I'm so glad you came back. I'm glad you're taking this extra effort to really to see your attitude get to the best place possible. All right, so guys, one thing we want to talk about is what is the definition of attitude to you, right? My definition of attitude is this. I want you to write that down. Great. What percentage of your success is dependent upon your attitude? You may want to put 100% of this in each category. You can have a total of 400%, let's just say, right? So when listening, how important is listening to your success? When communicating, how important is communicating to your success? When serving customers. Now, again, if you're someone that doesn't have customers, when you're interacting with people, all right? Again, I want you to think about this, guys. Every person that you interact with, every person that you is a customer or a client or a student of some sort, because when you communicate with these people, when you communicate with this person, you are investing some of yourself into them, no matter what it may be, guys, no matter what it is, whether you're cashing out at the cash register, whether you're picking up your latte at Starbucks, whatever type of interaction you have with someone, guys, you are investing something into them. What type of investment are you giving to that person or that person that you're interacting with, right? So they don't have to necessarily be a customer. They don't have to necessarily be a client, right? They can just be a regular person that you're giving that to, right? And what is your attitude on your job when you're at the job, right? And then after you do that, I want you to rate yourself on your positive attitude. 1 being worse, 10 being it's great. Right. And you have to be honest with yourself, guys, because if we're not honest with ourselves, we know that we don't know that we need improvement. Right. And I want you guys to focus on that for me. OK, so it's been actually a longer podcast than I normally do, guys, but it's a lot of important things that I want to talk to you guys about. And that's usually when there's some great things that we talk about, guys. This stuff just goes really easy and time kind of flies. But I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to us today. Have an amazing day today. I want you to think about your yes attitude and how anything that comes your way, I want you to just respond to it with the attitude of yes. If it's negative and it's like the crazy negative as it possibly can be, I just want you to just respond with it with the yes attitude, right? And from that, I want you to take that attitude and make the very, very most out of the situation that has presented itself to you. Whether it be positive or negative, guys, it's totally up to you as to how you respond to it. Because remember, my attitude is how I respond to something and how I react to something. And I have a choice. So I want you to make sure you understand that choice, guys, and be the best that you can possibly be. All right, guys, have a great day. And I'm out. I'll see you at the next podcast.